up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
And here we go once again. Another week has gone by in time once again for another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Yes, we gather around the record players is what we do, and we play old-time records for about an hour. So I'm glad you're along with us today. Another fresh stack of records over here, ready to give them a spin. Even a couple more great thrift store finds we're going to sneak into the show today. So plenty of interesting stuff coming your way. Let's just get things right underway with Lil Wally and the Harmony Boys. Here's the Boy, Oh Boy Polka. There you go, Lil Wally and the Harmony Boys there. That is the Boy, Oh Boy Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show. I get together every week. We play old-time records. It's just what we do here. I don't understand why either, but it is kind of fun. You know, sometimes you need the simplest thing and you just can't find it. All I want is a couple of paper clips. Do you think a guy could find a couple of paper clips anywhere in this studio? No, I tell you. I will continue my quest as I play the records for you today. Alvin Stasinski over here on turntable number one. Yes, I started the show with turntable number two. I realize it makes no sense. I think we played Alvin Stasinski last week. I do believe, but we have him up again this week. Here's the Polish Girlfriend Polka.
Be kissed, but only by your lips, dear, 'cause you're the only one we'll ever do. I want someone to hug and call me honey. I wanna be loved, but oh, only by you. I wanna find myself a Polish girlfriend, A pretty girl whose heart is always true, and one that will stay with me forever. I wanna be loved, but only by you. I wanna be kissed, but only by your lips, dear, 'cause you're the only one who'll ever do. I want someone to hug and call me honey. I wanna be loved, but only by you. I wanna be kissed, but only by your lips, dear, 'cause you're the only one we'll ever do. I want someone to hug and call me honey. I wanna be loved, but only by you. I wanna find myself a Polish girlfriend, a pretty girl whose heart is always true, and one that will stay with me forever. I wanna be loved, but only by you. I wanna be kissed, but only by your lips, dear, 'cause you're the only one who'll ever do, and one that will stay with me forever. I wanna be loved, but only by you.
There you go, Alvin Stasinski there, and the Polish Girlfriend Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show, rolling the songs here like we do every week. And now that doesn't... Oh, there, aha, that explains it. I still get confused about getting the records back into the right color sleeves. Organization must reign supreme here on the Zumpa Hour. Ha, he says, in jest, or just. He says in jest, J-E-S-T, not just, G-I-S-T, or just. He just doesn't care. Hey, don't forget, you can reach us here at the Zumpa Hour. You'd like to make a request or dedication or whatever. The Zumpa Hour hotline, 218-259-2985. You can leave a request there on the message thing, or you could send a text to that number if you'd like, and by email to oompahour@aol.com, or on Facebook, facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. All right. Next record, I always play this one, and it's not really, I don't think, it's not really an old-time record. It's not really a polka. It's more, it's kind of an early Western kind of thing, but I like the record, and it's by Cousin Fuzzy, who's a great polka artist. And I'm pretty sure there's a polka on the other side of the record. We'll have to look after I play it, because it's already on the turntable. But it's Cousin Fuzzy and the Doughboys, and it's Polka Land Records. What more could you want? But this is asking the musical question, why do you girls always wear britches?
Now, why do you gals wear britches? It really is a sin for you to wear the garments supposed to be worn by men. Now you say it's nobody's business, and you are right, I guess. But how'd it make you feel to see a man wear a dress? Now why do you gals wear breeches? It really is a shame. You're supposed to be a lady and hold up a lady's name. Now you don't like to call them breeches, so you call them slacks, we see. Well, they might be slacks to all of you gals, but they're plain old britches to me. Say, why do you gals wear britches? It's not the thing to do. You used to wear those bustles and some wore hoop skirts too. And then you jumped to hobble skirts with lace and silk so fine. Goodness sakes alive, gals, make up your minds. They giggle and they grin, and the way those britches fit them, well, you'd think they'd been poured in. And if they ever split them, when men folks are about, they sure would be embarrassed when they start pouring out. Now, why do you gals wear britches? It really is a shame. You're supposed to be a lady and hold up a lady's name. Now you don't like to call them britches, so you call them slacks, we see. Well, they might be slacks to all of you gals, but they're plain old britches to me. Boom, boodly doodly doom, giboing, giboing.
It's just such a ridiculous little song, isn't it? Why do you gals wear britches? And obviously that record is like 60 years old now. At least the answer is nowadays, because they might be guys now, you know? The times have changed, Cousin Fuzzy and the Doughboys here at Tim's Oompa Hour. All right, time for one everybody knows. You just can't miss when it's time for Frankie Yankovic and the Yanks. And why do we play this one? Just because.
Just because you think you're so pretty, just because you think you're so hot, just because you think you got something that nobody else has got. You cause me to spend all my money, you laugh and call me old Santa Claus. I'm telling you, baby, I'm through with you, just because you're so pretty, just because you think you're so hot, just because you think you've got something that nobody else has got. You cause me to spend all my money, you laugh and call me old Santa Claus. I'm telling you, baby, I'm through with you, just because
Yankovic and the Yanks, just because, here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. And, just rolling out the records here. Don't forget to visit us on Facebook. I've been trying, by the way, to remember to post the song list, or the playlist, that's what we call it, in the biz, on the Facebook page. So you could theoretically look at the Facebook page, you know, a little bit ahead of time and see what's coming up in the coming week, usually by a couple of days anyway. So remember to do that. Like us there, just because it's always good to be liked. Facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. I was going to mention this occasionally here as these things go along, because the International Polka Association has a couple of big events coming up, and they sent me these colorful flyers on yellow and red paper to help draw my attention to them, probably hoping for a free plug. We wouldn't do that. Yes, we would. The International Polka Association Summer Picnic is August 6th at Hammond Mohawk's Picnic Grove in Calumet Avenue in Hammond, Indiana. Sunday, August 6th. There's a lot of music. Gates open at 12:30. Music from 1 to 7 to $12. It's $10 if you have an IPA membership card that's current. Hey, look, we want $2 off. Cash bar, food available for purchase. Music by Polka Generations and Tri-City Drive. So, hey, if you're going to be in the Hammond, Indiana area on August 6th, you might want to do that. Also, the 49th Annual International Polka Association Festival and Convention is Labor Day weekend at the Millennium Hotel in Buffalo, New York, and a big list of musicians there. IPAPolkas.com is where you can find a whole bunch of information on that. We have the Jolly Brewers over here ready to do a song. When? What is that? I look at that, and that can't possibly be the title, but it is. When Colonel Oompa reviews the troops. Apparently, it sounds like this. Apparently, when Colonel Oompa is reviewing his troops, they do not have a traditional march. No, they have a polka. Anyway, there you go with the Jolly Brewers here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Here's a great one. Polish Gypsy, the name of the song, Bob Gazda and his All-Stars. We'll be right back. Bob Gazda and his All-Stars. That's called Polish Gypsy here on Tim Zumpa Hour. Your old-time oldie show. We're rolling them now. I told you that we had another record that came my way from a thrift shop since last week's show. And I guess it's a polka, so it fits the show. And I thought, what the heck? Billy Vaughn is not an artist that makes it into the Oompa Hour very often. In fact, up until now, never. But this is Billy Vaughn's week, I guess. He had a lot of hit records back in the 50s and early 60s. They were pop records, though. But this is a polka. Billy Vaughn and the gang, here's the Sweetheart Polka. Get pretty pooped out dancing to that one. Billy Vaughn and the orchestra, the Sweetheart Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. The flip side of that was the Left Bank. I'll bet that was the intended hit side. I don't know, but another one of those classics on Dot Records from back in the 50s here on the Zumpa Hour. An oldie but a goodie now. Well, they're all oldies but goodies here on the show because we only play records. And they haven't made any old-time records on vinyl round play them on your record player records in a long time. But this one goes back a ways. It's the Shimoleski Brothers. Of course, there was the Shimoleski Funtime Orchestra and the Shimoleskis and the Shimoleski Family Band. There are many different iterations, but this one goes back a ways. And in fact, it goes back so far that their name is spelled wrong on the record label, which is even more disturbing is that I notice. But here are the Shimoleski Brothers. This is the What Do You Know Polka.
Hey, it's polka time.
Well, what do you know?
What do you know? Yeah.
the Shimaleski Brothers, What Do You Know Polka, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Our next record up is a little fuzzy, and it is not a Cousin Fuzzy record. A little record pun humor for you there. This record, it's a little worn out, which means it had to be a really good record. Somebody played it enough to really wear it out, but we don't care here on the Oompa Hour. In fact, we pride ourselves at every now and then having a scratchy, fuzzy-sounding record. It's the Sweet Helen Polka with Al Soika and his orchestra. Soika and the orchestra here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It's old-time music coming at you. That's what this is, people. For those of you young people who stumbled upon this by accident, this is what happens when you give actual human beings actual instruments and let them play stuff. It's amazing, isn't it? All right, now I realize that we are past the halfway point of the program this week already, and we have yet to play a waltz. And in fact, I don't even see a waltz coming up in the stack of records here. Let me take a look here. That is definitely not a waltz. That is definitely not a waltz. Oh, that's a good song, though. That's another good. We've got to have a waltz in the show. We do it every time. So I'll tell you, I'm going to go looking for a waltz while you enjoy Marv Herzog and the Peanuts Polka.
Thank you.
There you have it, Marv Herzog Peanuts Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show, and I promised you that while you were enjoying that Marv Herzog record that I weckered, Fudd syndrome can strike at any time. That's when you accidentally start talking like Elmer Fudd and say things like, now another weckard. And yes, I was told you I would go on a quest and find us a waltz, and I did. Johnny Pecan doing Hey Babe, and yes, that is a waltz. About you, Johnny Pecan, the Hey Babe waltz on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Remember, now you get your requests into us. You can. There are three different ways you can make a request or a dedication or ask a question or just say hi. Your choices would be facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. That would be one way. Email would be another way, oompahour@aol.com. Or call the Oompa Hour hotline, 218-259-2985. And actually, there's a fourth way. You can text also to 218-259-2985, if you would believe that. So plenty of variety of ways to contact us. So if you're here's my theory. If you're not making requests or you're not, you know, making suggestions, that means that I'm playing the absolute perfect mix of music each and every week here on the Oompa Hour. All right, Lawrence Dukow and his Red Raven Orchestra are up next, and I Want a Girl Polka. Thank you. go, Lawrence Dukow and his Red Raven Orchestra. I Want a Girl Polka, and a good scratchy record with all that vinyl authenticity that we've come to know and love here on the Oompa Hour. Let's go to one from the Paler Brothers. Haven't had them on the show for a while. This is the My Old Girl Polka.
My old gal, she has a lot of faults. She drinks and swears and smokes. She rides with guys in rumble seats and laughs at dirty jokes. And she never stays at home at night, but staggers in at dawn. And to save her soul, she couldn't cook or sew a button on. Ain't gonna need this gal no longer, ain't gonna need this gal no more. Every time we fight, I pack my bags and walk right out the door. Oh, but then I miss her kissing and the way she holds me tight. So I'll stick around, cause her good loving makes the world seem right. She sampled each emotion that is known to man or beast. And I'd say that gal has left me over a dozen times at least. Oh, she often makes me late for work and twice she's had me fired. But with all these quotes she's never said, oh honey, I'm too tired. Ain't gonna need this gal no longer, ain't gonna need this gal no more. Every time we fight I pack my bags and walk right out the door. Oh, but then I miss her kissing and the way she holds me tight. So I'll stick around, cause her good loving makes the world seem right. Ain't gonna need this gal no longer, ain't gonna need this gal no more. Every time we fight, I pack my bags and walk right out the door. Oh, but then I miss her kissing and the way she holds me tight. So I'll stick around, cause her good loving makes the world seem right.
Go with the Paler Brothers Orchestra. This old gal, obviously a takeoff on This Old House here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Now, this next record I was originally going to play, actually, on last week's show, but we ran out of time before I got to it, so I held on to it, left it in the on the counter here by the turntable. I'll play that one next week. You'd be surprised how often that actually happens. Norm Dombrowski and the Happy Notes. This is the Great Musician's Polka.
There's a grand old polka band playing somewhere in a distant ballroom many miles away. Only the greatest polka bands get to go there, and I wish that we could go there someday. Little Wally is the MC of the evening. One by one he calls the bands from the wing to perform and sing the songs they made so famous. As the melodies all began to ring, Lawrence Welk will entertain you blowing bubbles, Frankie Yankovic is singing Just Because, Ed Blazancic playing Angeline B. Minor, Romy Gaza's playing his golden trumpet too. I see Eddie Zima on his concertina, Frank Wynalowski's playing Teresa's favorite polka, Marion Lush is singing I'll Build You a Home, Cousin Fuzzy's still playing peekaboo, Ed Madura is tuned up for the evening, Elvin's drinking with his pal Pupsodina, Whoopi John is making Whoopi at the Metropole, and the Happy Notes have gone to the moon. There's a grand old polka band playing somewhere in a distant ballroom many miles away. Only the greatest this polka band skit to go there. And I wish that we could go there someday.
I'm sitting here thinking, you know, because I told you I'd pulled that record to play last week and didn't get to it on the show, and I had set it aside. And I'm sitting here listening to it now, and I think, I'm sure I just played this record. And I thought, did I actually play this in last week's show? And I forgot, and I was perplexed. And then I remembered that during the week last week, I was repairing a record player. And when I figured I had her done, I needed a record to test it, and that one was laying on the counter. So I played it about 20 times in a row while I was working on the record player. That's why it seems like I just played it, because I did, but it wasn't on the show. It was being used as a test record. Look at that, as I'm looking out the windows here on the third floor from the Oompa Hour Studios. A motorcycle just went by. Spring is here. Summer's always 72 degrees today. You know what I'm going to do after I'm done with the show? I'm taking the plow off the Geo Tracker. We have one of those little bitty trackers, but it's four-wheel drive. The thing is just, it's a heap. But it runs good, and it's got four-wheel drive, and it's good for plowing. And when the nice weather gets here, you take the plow off. This is the first year we've had it. Take the plow off, and then you can just zip around in the little thing. And so, yeah, we're going to take the plow off. You people are listening to the show down in Florida or over in Texas or out in San Francisco. You probably don't worry a lot about taking the plow off once you know she's pretty sure to be done snowing for the year. But for those of us up here, that is part of the ritual, I'm telling you. Okay, what do we got over here? I've been talking so long, I forget. Ah, the Roy Graham Combo and their version of the Beer Barrel Polka. Time I play that one, I feel I'm going to have a ballpark or a hockey game or something. Anyway, the Roy Graham Combo there, Beer Barrel Polka on Tim's Oompa Hour, and I think we're going to jam in a couple of more songs. Coming up, stick around!
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
Remember going to the record store and finding your favorite songs by your favorite artists? Those days are back at Kebs Records in downtown Bovee. Hate trying to buy records on the internet? Can't find your favorites from years ago? At Kebs Records, you can flip through the hits like you did in the good old days. From rock and roll, rhythm and blues, country and western, jazz, comedy, classical, and even polkas, we've got them all. All speeds too, 33, 45, and even 78. We have phonograph needles in stock for thousands of different record players. Personal service too. Just another one of the occasional shops in downtown Bovee. Like us on Facebook for sale dates and special events. More info online at KebsRadio.com. We're the world's smallest record store. Kebs Records, downtown Bovee.
All right, let's get back to the great old-time music. See if we can't get a couple more tunes into the show this week. I have Jimmy Sturr in the orchestra. The thing with Jimmy Sturr is back in the day when they actually were still giving out Grammy Awards for polka music, Jimmy Sturr and Frankie Yankovic pretty much dominated year after year after year. There were a few others that snuck in there, but man, they won a lot of Grammy Awards. Jimmy Sturr and the orchestra and the Oh My Honey Polka.
Are you sure that you're in love? Can it be the moon above?
Oh, my honey, 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 can you love me? Oh, my honey, carry, carry, if you love me? Oh, my honey, 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 can you love me? Oh, my honey, carry, carry, dear. Oh, my honey, 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 can you love me? Oh, my honey, carry, carry, if you love me? Oh, my honey, 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 can you love me? Oh, my honey, carry, carry, dear.
That love is grand, but I just don't understand.
Oh, my honey, 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 do you love me? Oh, my honey, carry, carry, if you love me. Oh, my honey, 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 do you love me? Oh, my honey, carry, carry, dear. Oh, my honey, 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 do you love me? Oh, my honey, carry, carry, if you love me. Oh, my honey, 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 do you love me? Oh, my honey, carry, carry, dear.
There you have it, Jimmy Sturr and the orchestra, the Oh My Honey Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show, and I see by the trusty clock on the wall over here that we have time to maybe jam in one more song, I think. Bernie Roberts and the orchestra, which is interesting. Bernie was on a little bitty record label for a long, long time, little independent label, and this particular release on Decca Records. So apparently crossed over to the major labels for a while there. Decca was one of the big three they used to consider him back in the day. The big three, RCA, Decca, and Columbia CBS with the big three. Anyway, Decca Records anyway. Bernie Roberts with his orchestra. This is the Rockin' Rhythm Polka.
We'll be right back.
They have it, Bernie Roberts and his orchestra, and the Rockin' Rhythm Polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour. And with that number, that brings another show to a close here. That's a bummer, but you know, we do it every week, so figure out where the heck you heard this. Be back next week, because we'll do it all over again with another fresh stack of records.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota, brought to you by the International Polka Association, the World of Accordions Museum, and Kev's Records in downtown Bovee. Hang in there. We'll be back to it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.